RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to
In Villonaire.
The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Villonaire, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Leguizamón Novoa, Carolina Rojas y quien les habla, Carlos Vázquez, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
Welcome guys. Before we start, I would like to thank all our teachers or correspondents. Week after week, you have the chance to listen to them and learn from them. To all the people who listen to us and to our net followers.
Hello everyone, welcome again.
Going down on business, guys, I ran across with a book full of taboo topics and it came to my mind that we can discuss some of these issues here. What do you think?
That's awesome. I think people should feel comfortable talking about it. This is not a hush-hush topic. So let's talk about taboos.
I'm going to pull the trigger of discussion by asking you this. How important is it for you to have a partner who is physically attractive?
Well, I consider that for me and the rest of the people, when we are young, we think about it all the time. You feel emotions or a so-called love for someone who is attractive. But we grow up and these feelings and emotions start changing.
Yeah.
We look forward for someone who you consider gorgeous, but in the inside. So, if that person looks beautiful in the outside, it would be a plus. Remember, beauty does not last forever. So, in the end, what remains is how beautiful is a person in the inside. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, the answer is not that simple. Physical attraction is important, but it's not everything. Who doesn't want to be physically attracted to the person they want to share their lives or any moment in their lives? However, it is just one thing I have in mind. Being a good conversationalist, having a good sense of humor are determining. And of course, not to follow stereotypes.
You are free to choose according to your expectations. But as we know, love is blind. So, when it is about love, everything may become blurry. I think it also depends on how tolerant can you be.
Yeah, sometimes you choose someone just by the way he or she behaves in different situations. What I call to catch one's eye. So, you get a crush on that person and the romance starts. Of course, if your feelings, emotions or love correspond.
Well, as I have told you before, this is not that simple.
Yeah.
I want to share with our audience a controversial situation taken from the book you found.
Okay.
I have one of the most thoughtful, kind, considerate men on the planet, but he has this really disgusting habit that I can't stand and I can't decide how to tell him. Basically, the problem is he picks his nose. I don't mind so much when we're at home, alone, but when we're in public, in a nice restaurant, or worse, at my parents' house, when we're having dinner, I just want to disappear. He starts digging in and pulling things out and throwing them on the floor. Or even worse, putting them in his pocket. And then, afterwards, when he wants to hold my hand or touch my face, I avoid his advances, and of course, he gets upset. I want to tell him about it because I don't think he realizes that he does it. But I'm afraid I embarrassed him, and I don't want to lose him. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm his mother. Please help, Emily.
That is really an issue. There are some things that I can pass on people. But there are some others that I can't stand.
That is so right, Leo. There is another story that I have to share, and it says, Dear Betty, I've met this wonderful woman. She's tall, beautiful, intelligent, charming, nearly everything a man could ever want. There's only one problem. Every time she tries to kiss me, I feel like being sick. At first, I thought it was a passing thing, that maybe she just needed to brush her teeth more. Now, I realize that this must be some kind of permanent condition. What do I do now? I can't go on holding my breath, as I'm doing now, every time she leans over to kiss me. It's getting to the point where I don't even look at her direction when she talks to me. This is not your average morning breath kind of smell. This is more like something has died inside her. What should I do? Thomas.
There are some habits that I will never accept. Here we have a list of some features related to physical appearance, and we want you to think about them and discuss about this touchy topic.
Yeah, when you are in a relationship, sometimes you get to accept different habits, but in other situations, you try to change if you know what you are doing is annoying. It is a matter of confidence, trust, and dialogue.
So true.
Bien, muchachos, entonces nombremos algunas características o hábitos particulares que pueden influir en nuestras relaciones sentimentales.
False teeth.
Acne.
A missing limb.
Extremely short.
Thick body hair.
Huge nose.
B.O. Body odor.
Pierced tongue.
Bad breath.
Completely bald.
A hairy mole.
Overweight.
Very thin.
Hairy legs.
Spits when he or she speaks.
Pierced navel.
Bad dandruff.
A tattoo.
A beard.
A mustache.
A big beer belly.
Bites fingernails.
A heavy smoker.
And pierced nipples.
It is definitely so hard to deal with these things. It is a matter of patience and tolerance.
Es por esto que queremos invitar a nuestra audiencia a participar en nuestro tema de la semana por Twitter en nuestro hashtag #materialpeopleinville. Comparta sus opiniones con respecto a la pregunta: ¿has salido con alguien que tenga las características que hemos nombrado? ¿Agregarías algo a esta lista? Pueden hacerlo en español o en inglés.
Taking a detour, today's program will be dedicated to help you on many things. We will talk about some tips for you to improve on your speaking skills. We will travel thanks to a nice fable.
Tips and tricks to help you improve your English, cause your English can always be better. Only here at Inville on Air.
Oh wow!
Hey Charlie, what sort of strategies did you apply when you were starting learning how to speak in English?
Well, I have a method that really worked for me. In the beginning, when I started learning my English, I used closed caption everywhere. I mean, movies, interviews, news. But of course, by that time, it was so different. We have no access to internet as we do today. So, I had to listen to the radio, write down the lyrics of what I heard, and afterwards articulate while listening. Not pronouncing, because I was so interested in getting the precise sound of the word so I could reproduce it. This exercise helped me get a better listening and pronunciation to express myself in the language.
Sobre las estrategias que ustedes están nombrando para fortalecer la producción oral en inglés, comparto algunas de las que ha dicho Charlie. Cuando veía películas prefería usar el closed caption para leer y escuchar en inglés. aprender canciones que me gustan también me ha ayudado. También grababa audios para poder escucharme y revisar mi proceso, ya que esto fortalece la autoconfianza.
That is a key to success.
Even you don't think so, writing also helped me a lot because I expressed what I wanted in the paper, putting an order to my ideas, so at the end, I just repeated them. I wrote about anything and it gave me vocabulary that now I use in my daily life.
De acuerdo, Charlie, no podemos separar la oralidad de la escritura y por supuesto que escribir también nos ayuda bastante para fortalecer nuestro vocabulario y nuestro discurso.
That is so useful, Charlie and Carolina. Keep listening to us and repeat. Invite on air.
Baby, I like your style.
Cibersofía, un programa de educación, cultura, pedagogía, filosofía y algo más. Cibersofía. Escúchenos todos los viernes a las 10 de la mañana por Radio UNAD Virtual y desde allí para Colombia, Latinoamérica y el mundo.
My Mind Teasers. Be smarter, be smarter, be faster, be the master.
Today we have the pleasure to give birth to a brand new section.
¿Cómo así, Leo? ¿Tenemos una nueva sección? ¿Y cómo es eso?
Yeah, Carito, and I know you like it. Leo, tell us about it, please.
Well, for today we have a tongue twister and an activity called Find the Mistakes.
Me gusta esta sección. Claro, es que nosotros aprendemos de nuestros errores, así que creo que esta sección es un desafío. Vamos a poner a prueba los conocimientos de nuestra audiencia, pero claro, con el objetivo de aprender.
Okay, why don't we start by playing a game? Well, do you remember that once we played the game Prove It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, first, listen to this tongue twister. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. Where she sits, she shines. And where she shines, she sits. Can you say a tongue twister?
Of course, my horse.
Prove it.
Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
Okay, well done, Leo. What about you, Karu? Can you?
Of course I can.
Prove it.
Okay. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
Wow. Excellent. Very nice.
Bueno, invitamos a nuestra audiencia a participar en el siguiente ejercicio. Charlie nos va a leer una historia y ustedes deben encontrar 14 errores. Participen con sus respuestas en Facebook en nuestra cuenta @invilonairisback en la página Mind Teasers. Allí encontrarán los trabalenguas que acabamos de compartirles para que practiquen y el texto que nos compartirá Charlie.
Okay, guys, find the mistakes. Hello, my name is Gustavo Rodriguez and I live in Bolivia. I am 13. My parents don't earn a lot of money and I have to work. My sister goes to school every morning, but I can't. My boss does not pay me much. Life is difficult for me, but I do not complain. I get up at 5:30 every morning. My breakfast consists in a cup of light coffee and a thin slice of bread. I start work at 6:30. And I must walk to work. My parents working a lot, but they haven't got the money to buy a car. At the factory, I carry in boxes all day long. My back hurt, but I need this job. I goes to school twice a week, on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and I love it. The teacher helping me a lot. I have good results. I knows I can make it. One of my dreams are to be a teacher too. My sister want to be a doctor. My parents prays for us. They don't wanting us to be poor like them.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no.
Inville today,
about that bass,
news and interviews to be tuned with Inville.
About that bass, no trouble, I'm all about that bass, bass.
Una de las tareas que hacemos en los cursos de inglés y que es muy importante es la de speaking. Para cada nivel de inglés, del 0 al 4 y del 1 al B2, tenemos dos tareas. La primera es la participación en un foro de speaking que se encuentra en el foro colaborativo y allí hacer la actividad propia de cada nivel. Esto les permitirá prepararse para la entrevista con su tutor vía Skype. A continuación, vamos a recordarles las tareas que deben hacer los estudiantes en la entrevista vía Skype. Todas las entrevistas tienen dos momentos. En el primero se trata de interactuar con el tutor y presentarse. En el segundo momento, cada nivel tiene una tarea, como vamos a ver a continuación. Inglés 0. Escoger entre tres situaciones comunicativas y asumir el rol de la situación. Primero, en una tienda de ropa. Segundo, entrevista a un personaje famoso. Y tercero, descripción del lugar donde vivió. Inglés 1. Los estudiantes comparten una fotografía y describen en dónde y con quién están, cuándo estuvieron allí y qué está sucediendo en el momento.
Por el lado del inglés 2, hablar sobre cine y películas. Deben escoger entre tres situaciones comunicativas relacionadas con el cine. 1. Decidir qué película ver en el marco de un festival de cine. 2. Usted acaba de salir de cine y va a opinar sobre la película que acaba de ver. Y 3. Usted es el presentador de unos premios cinematográficos y va a presentar la categoría, las películas nominadas y la ganadora. Por el lado del inglés 3, hablar acerca de los puntos de vista sobre las redes sociales con el tutor.
Inglés 4 e inglés B2. Escoger entre las siguientes situaciones. 1. Hablar de una situación hipotética en presente. 2. Hablar de una actividad que solías hacer cuando eras niño. 3. Hablar de una anécdota que le ha pasado a un amigo. Inglés A1. Hablar de la rutina de su mejor amigo, descripción de su casa y hablar sobre un personaje favorito.
Inglés A2. Escoger entre las siguientes opciones. Primero, descripción de su ciudad, sus festividades, su lugar favorito y por qué. Segundo, hablar de su rutina diaria. Y tercero, escoger un personaje, describir su personalidad y físico y compararlo con otro. Para inglés B1, también tenemos dos opciones. La primera, un destino para vacaciones y tratar de convencer al tutor de ir allá, con algunas características, precios, fechas, etc. Segundo, suponer que un amigo viene a su ciudad, darle recomendaciones sobre lugares para ir, época del año, comida que degustar, etc.
Finalmente tenemos las pautas para inglés B1+. Son preguntas personales y hablar de los planes a futuro con respecto a su familia, su trabajo, su salud y sus próximas vacaciones. Luego, hablar de lo que está haciendo en este momento para cumplir con sus planes.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Carol, but you said last week that today we will have the opportunity to know why October was the best month of the year.
No, Leo, no te equivocas. Yo les anuncié en el anterior programa que íbamos a saber por qué octubre es el mejor mes del año.
So, please let's listen to
Diana Mireya Cuellar, Leo. Right. Our teacher from Arbeláez is here to share one interesting issue about it.
Hola, Diana. Bienvenida.
Hello, guys. Me again. But today I have a special guest. This is Orley. He works here in Fusagasugá with me, and we are going to talk about why October is the best month of the year. Every season, we are told, has its charm, or most of them anyway, and every month as well. What do you think, Orley?
Well, I have been searching and I was surprised that many poets over the centuries have waxed nostalgic, even sloppily romantic about May and springtime. Sigmund Romberg even wrote an operetta about the pearl. There is a wonderful song and lyric about September. and March has many admirers for its changeability and infinite variety, entering the scene like a lion and exiting like a lamb.
Very interesting, Ole. And did you know that T.S. Eliot also saw April as the cruelest month, but child welcomed this coming because from there you could see the end of the school year and the approach of vacation. I'll bet you guys that school children today feel the same about Cruel, April, the Grinch Eliot notwithstanding.
But it's when October comes that the year fulfills its promise. The world is most inviting and the year makes its grand last stand. Each month paints with a different brush and takes colors from a different palette and its inspiration from a different artist. If Jerry Winter is saying something from Picasso of his blue period, October is a Van Gogh creation, a runaway riot of color that dazzles the eye and wakens the senses.
Also, the summer sun of July and August is celebrated in songs and stories too, but never fails to disappoint. It bleaches the beauty of out of the things, less hardy flowers for instance, and wiles them into pale imitations of what they are meant to be. We weary of sultry summer.
October, on the other hand, lights up the landscape, turning trees from a proper in a prosaic green to a fiery red and gold, and brings on long-awaited sweater weather with its invitation to get out of the house and actually walk. Even apples taste better in this time of year. Maybe it's my imagination, but the daytime sky seems lovelier in October and mostly clear, except for occasional clouds that flow by like puffs of smoke or the flocks of geese headed south early to beat the winter they know is not far off. What do you think, guys?
Also, I think that in October the moon is a special hue, the deepest yellow all year, and the stars, often shrouded and opaque during the humid summer nights, seem brighter, bigger, and closer on these crisp October evenings.
Everything seems more alive in October. Special things happen. Maybe you've noticed it is World Series time, highlight of the baseball year. There is Halloween this month, too, and trick or treating and a harvest moon and the raising of Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin. Lots of good things other months don't have.
October's running down now, and November, a morbid month, lies just around the corner of the calendar. There are some who love November. Is that where the year goes to begin to die? It's really all over, but after October. What is your opinion about this month, guys?
Más allá de los triunfos, récords y medallas. Más allá de los Nairo Quintana, Katherine Ibargüen y Mariana Pajón, hay un fenómeno que merece análisis y estudio. Por eso en Radio UNAD Virtual saltamos al campo del deporte con el uniforme de la academia. Aquí examinamos el deporte con la pasión del investigador y la lealtad del hincha. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, la pasión de la razón aplicada al deporte. Escúchanos en vivo todos los lunes de 3 a 4 de la tarde con repetición a las 8 y 30 de la noche o escúchanos en diferido en los podcasts disponibles en la página. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, el deporte con pasión académica.
Speak up, speak up, speak up. Let the world get to know your talent. This ain't a song for the broken
hearted. It is a pleasure to introduce you another talent from UNAD. They call themselves The Teachers. The group was created in June 2016. The first members of the band were Mauricio Garcia, a sound engineer who plays the guitar and sings, and Andrea Pedredos, a psychologist who plays the drums. Both are teachers at the Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. They started playing in a recording studio at UNAD Facatativa, initially practicing with Nirvana songs. Mauricio had been playing drums for 10 years in several punk bands. After that, he was looking for an opportunity to play guitar and sing. Fortunately, he met two women to play and sing rock and roll. One of the interesting affairs is that Andrea had never played the drums. She learned quickly in less than 2 months. Then in August, a bassist joined the band, another girl called Mary Fonseca, biologist who is a teacher at UNAD. Mary had played before with some punk rock bands, and her experience on bass was helpful to the group. For now, they are practicing new songs to add to their repertory.
Bueno, muy bien, demos la bienvenida a The Teachers.
Was a great song. The Teachers really nailed.
I invite you guys to listen to our teacher Angela Arias, who is here ready to delight us that I think our listeners may know.
Escuchemos a Angela en nuestra sección Literature Time.
Literature Time. Let the words transport you to a brand new world.
Hello everyone. Today we are going to listen to a beautiful fable called The Two Rabbits. A rabbit ran and nearly flew through some bushes, followed by some dogs. A companion came out of his burrow and said to him, "Stop, my friend, what is this?" "What should it be?" he answered. "Two naughty greyhounds are pursuing me." "Oh, yes," the other one replied, "I can see them. But they are not greyhounds." "Then what are they?" "They are hounds." "What? You say hounds?" "Yes, like my grandfather." "Greyhounds and very much greyhounds. I can't say they are hounds." "Come on, you know nothing about the subject." "They are greyhounds, I say." "I say they are hounds." During this argument, the dogs arrive and catch the two rabbits while they are distracted. Take note, people who for a few seconds leave important matters unattended. Moral: we should not detain ourselves on frivolous matters while we leave more important items unattended.
Do you want to know people's opinion about different topics? Don't forget to listen to the weekly poll. Remember, you can also take part in it. We want to hear from you.
Could you fall in love with somebody who is not physically attractive?
Hi, everybody. Good morning. This is Yvonne. Regarding to the question, I think that there are many factors which are responsible for falling in love with someone. In my personal opinion, love and attraction are two different faces of a coin, you know? You are not in love with just the physical appearance, because if you have a relationship with someone because of this factor, there is a possibility that it won't last, because beauty fades with time, you know? When you fall in love, you see the other person just with your heart, and you are in love because who they are, you know, not what they are.
Definitely yes, for a couple of reasons. Number one, because the ideal of beauty depends on the eyes of the person who sees it. If for example, I like, you know, brunette, some other people would like it blonde, or you know, I like them chubby, or the other people would like them really slim or skinny. So I think that being attractive or unattractive is just a matter of perception, and that's why, you know, some people may feel attractive or may feel unattractive to others. So that depends. Well, it all comes down to who you really like, okay? And if this person that you like is not very attractive to others, it would definitely be attractive to you, you know, because in fact you like it. And number two, because you know, you fall in love for many other reasons rather than the physical appearance. And the physical appearance sometimes is, you know, it's kind of the key point, the point, the starting point. But once you get to know somebody, you will realize that this person has more things to offer, you know, rather than the way he or she looks. And the way he or she looks will change with time. So yeah, I think definitely you can fall in love with somebody who's not very attractive to others.
I've definitely fallen in love with people who is not attractive. In fact, my husband is not attractive, and I am so in love with him.
Well, when you really care for the other person, if he or she is or not attractive, is not a matter of relevance. In my case, it was really difficult to answer to this question, because I've been in love for a long, long, long time. And the woman that I fell in love with, to me, she's been attractive all my life. So that's why it was kind of difficult at the moment of answering. But the reality is this: if you really care for the other, the being attractive or not is not really relevant in a relationship or for the fact of actually falling in love.
Well, I think attractiveness is a very subjective concept. Physical appearance can attract at first sight, but when you get to know people, you can fall in love with someone's personality. I met someone at work, not physically attractive, but after time sharing and spending time together, I began feeling some attraction. So for sure, I could fall in love with someone not physically attractive.
Hello, everyone. I have an example. My wife has an ugly nose, I think, but I don't care about that. The most important thing to me is being with someone I enjoy being around. Body and face is important too, but is secondary. The most important is how you feel with the person that is spending most of the time with you.
According to the question, could you fall in love with someone who is not physically attractive?
I can say that my boyfriend is not physically attractive and I love him because I think that he's a good person and that's all for me. I don't need a James Bond and live alone.
I could say, of course I could. I mean, everyone could. Everything is possible in our life. Sometimes we try to deny the fact that we could be attracted to someone who doesn't meet social expectations, talking in terms of physical appearance. Sometimes feelings fool instincts and voila, you start having feelings for someone unattractive. But the most important thing happens when you try to keep on a relationship in which one defies the established rules of beauty. There is when love starts playing its role. Love is what comes after attraction, people say. But in my humble opinion, sometimes love is what makes someone attractive. To finish this, for me, in my humble opinion, again, the question isn't, could you fall in love with someone who wasn't attractive? The real question is, would you be able to challenge society being with someone who doesn't fulfill social expectations?
The world we share because we care.
Gracias a nuestros compañeros en estudio. Esta semana en nuestras redes, Vidar Val y Juan Miguel Roa nos siguieron en Twitter, CharrySing19 en Instagram, Kevin Ariza y Rocío Labrador en Facebook. Felicitaciones a nuestra cumpleañera Liliana Álvarez, quien cumplió años el 10 de octubre. Muchas bendiciones para ella y su familia. Nuestro docente Andrés Rosero nos compartió una foto con la criada descarada de Sábados Felices. Siguen compartiendo sus opiniones en la sección de The Quickly Poll y compartiendo con sus amigos este su espacio de Invillionaire. La próxima semana más de nuestras redes sociales. Quien les habla, Tatiana Contreras. Hasta pronto.
Escríbanos a nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa. Invillionaire@gmail.com.
Síguenos por Facebook @InVillionaireIsBack, Twitter @InVillionaire, Instagram @InVillOA.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Take care. See you next session.
InVillionaire. They spoke out and they broke out of recession and oppression and together they took and they poked out with good times.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.